Hey everyone, this is Bob WP and welcome to On WP Community, a Do the Woo podcast show. Just wanted to thank our sponsor, Avalara, for their support. With them, you can save time by automating sales tax from either your WooCommerce online store or your clients. And all you need to do is integrate Avalara's Avatax with WooCommerce for more accurate sales tax calculations based on rates and rules using geolocation mapping. It's truly a time saver, and all you need to do is head over to Avalara.com to check out everything they have to offer. Thanks, Avalara, for your support. And now let's get into today's episode. Well, we are here for a second time within probably a week or so of introducing another new host to the Do the Woo team. And this one actually came by a different way of just, let's have you plug into one of the shows. Matthias, who is the founder of the Activity Pub plugin, has been doing some work on Do the Woo, some excellent work. And we had him on. He did a guest post on how to get on the Fediverse and various things. And the more I thought about it, people know that if they spend too much time with me, I'm probably going to end up asking them to be a host or something. And so what we decided to do is we're starting a whole new show, which is this show called Open Web Conversations. And we'll be moving Dave Locke's show, Emerging Tech, into this show instead, because it really fits more of what he's been talking about and who he's talking to. And then I thought, well, wouldn't it be really cool once a month to have a show around the Fediverse, really explore not only the WordPressy stuff, but outside, because I think that will give people a better grasp of, you know, really what the Fediverse is than just being in the bubble WordPress. So I'm going to welcome Matthias.
Thanks a lot. And I'm very excited.
Yeah, this is going to be good. And I'll probably actually learn a lot too, which will be even greater.
Yeah. And the funny thing is that my first podcasting experience, I think back in 2007, was a podcast called The Open Web Podcast.
Okay. So
there comes everything together.
Yeah, really. So perfect. Full circle. You know, yeah. That's what, yeah, it always happens. I just wanted you to talk a little bit about what you foresee the show being, but before we do that, for people that don't know you, why don't you give a little bit of background and what you've done and what you are doing right now around the open web?
So I tried to start at the beginning and keep it short anyways. I fell in love with the internet in the late 90s and was so impressed that what you can do, that you will be able to host your own little island in the internet and talk about whatever you want and share whatever you want. And that was even more during the Web 2.0 phase. So I stumbled upon B2, the predecessor of WordPress. And this was amazing. A simple little PHP tool that allows you to write, to share your thoughts with the internet. And during the shift to the social networks, I tried to find ways to keep blogging relevant. And there comes WordPress together with all of my Fediverse, Indie Web, Open Web work. So I tried different protocols or ideas and combined them with WordPress to have the best of both worlds, to have all these social interactions you have with social media and to still be able to host your own little island on the internet. So that was my intention with all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And luckily, Automatic sees also the potential in Activity Pub, so I can do that full time now.
Yeah, very cool. Well, I'm excited for it too, because I said I think there's a lot of people that will appreciate, like I said, not only learning how it is within WordPress, but the bigger picture. So give me a an idea we're kind of doing a short little podcast here to introduce you, but what you foresee with the show you'll be doing once a month, kind of more of a general synopsis or what you hope to and who you might hope to talk to, the kinds of people.
So as you said, I think it would make no sense to limit that to only WordPress because that is still a very little community.
Mm-hmm.
But in the best case, you can always make the connection to WordPress because it's federated, it's open. So I would love to at least invite everyone that is working on WordPress and the broader Fediverse or IndieWeb idea to talk with them about their experience so far, maybe to share some difficulties you have when trying to bring a content management system to a broader social network. And I would also love to discuss the general ideas with folks that are actively working on that. So the Fediverse is not only about ActivityPub and Mastodon. There are a lot of other social networks like Blue Sky and Nostr, for example. So I would love to have the different opinions on the different social networks and where are the pros, where are the cons, where you should be, what you could ignore, something like that.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's going to be cool. And we've said it several times. I think that we've done this with a couple other shows, trying to reach outside of WordPress. And it usually always ties in to WordPress some way or another. And Dave's show is exactly that. He's talking about AI and crypto and all these different things. And it always wraps back into it in one way or another. But yeah, I feel really strong about our listeners starting to hear things outside the bubble that are still relevant and connect with WordPress in one way or another. I'm going to save up all the good stuff for this monthly show. And in the meantime, where's one or two of the best places to reach out to you or actually connect?
I would say my blog, but this is in German. So maybe it's better to find me on mastodon.social because I'm posting mostly English there. So it's my last name on mastodon.social.
Alrighty. Well, and your last name, I always try to sneakily not say that because I know I'm going to bumble over it. So say it nice and clearly for I can remember it.
Okay, it's Pfeffale.
Okay, Pfeffale.
Yeah,
but yeah. Perfect. I'll remember. I'm going to cut out this little segment and put it somewhere as an audio.
Yeah,
like always.
And then you play it anytime you have to say it. Yeah,
perfect. Or I could just dub you in. You know, when I say your name, I could just have you saying the last part. And
yeah, you need a buzzer where you can simply push a button. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, now you got an idea for me here for the show. We never. Anyway, well, great. Welcome to the team. And I'm looking forward to it every month. We probably will hopefully have a very first show in January.
Yeah, I hope so too. And thanks a lot for the idea and the invitation and your interest in the Fediverse. That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. You got me more intrigued as you did things on the side. I've been always on the edge and I thought, you know, I've got to get into this more. And I think it's an important piece that a lot of people should be aware of and maybe hopefully, you know, get into it more themselves. So thank you very much.
Thank you.